in your right. He's a mean dog barking in the dust in the dark. And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer Eric Reinert. And of course, before we get to the song, it's unbelievable. We're already in mid-August, and we'll be our normal little high today, about 115. So a lot of fun.
I heard that in Tonopah it was like 125 or something like that.
That's not true.
That's what someone said online.
Sedona reached triple digits the other day.
That's not fun. But, you know, something else that has an attitude besides the weather is Trooper with an Attitude. This is 38 special on Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show.
Yeah, we can have a lot of fun with
this. Have you ever met, have you met any troopers with attitudes?
No, not yet, luckily.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, it's all in honor of Cop Car. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that's that opened yesterday here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it's also
on demand.
Yeah, it's also on video on demand. Did you see it?
Almost.
All right.
Almost.
I chose to watch Cheap Thrills instead. I watched part of it.
Did you watch Cheap Thrills?
I fell asleep.
All right.
That's an old film.
We reviewed it a year and a half ago, but
Our good friend Ethan. Never mind.
Absolutely.
Not our good friend anymore.
David Koechner, wasn't he in it?
Yeah, he was.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Then, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. And with it being 115 outside, you want to make sure that nothing happens to your car right now. Be the worst time. But go to alexandersautorepair.com and make sure to give them a visit and give them a call. Because you want to make sure you're not at the side of the road right now.
That's very true. And yes, it is a great show today. And before we get to anything else, we got something new we're trying out. I know Eric is on Periscope right now. So when he gets back into his box over there, he's going to tell us how our listeners can tune in on that. You can also go to Meerkat. So if you get if you have the Meerkat app, we are broadcasting live video for the very first time. You get to see what we look like.
Oh, jeez.
On the Meerkat app, I believe also if you go to you're putting the sunglasses on. Okay.
I wear sunglasses.
All right. Yeah. Well, it is our Corrupt Cop Show, yes. But you go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can also check out a direct link. You can watch Meerkat, I like, because you can actually look at it on the on your computer, on your PC.
Are these things archivable?
You know, they are archivable. I believe that you can watch Meerkat for 24 hours afterwards. I can also save it or something like that. I don't know.
Why are your sunglasses on?
Because I think I look better like this.
Oh, so because you're on camera, you got to wear some shades?
No, I think he thinks that Sheriff Joe's coming and he doesn't want to be recognized.
Yeah, well, no one black is in here, so we're okay. Sheriff Joe won't come. That's
Or Hispanic.
But
I'm on Meerkat, and I don't know. This is my first time using it here for Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
Is there anybody watching?
There are several people watching. Let me see how many. We have
2,026, right?
Wow.
Four
people watching right now.
A record.
But
four.
Well, there were two others, but then they just left.
Yeah.
So, but we will find out, and I don't know if they're trying to talk to us. If you can't hear us, because we're trying to put the headphones close to it, we're doing it the...
Did you turn up the volume on that one particular headset?
Yes, the volume is all the way up on that headset, so I'm going to see if we can figure out if the audio is coming through. So if you're watching us on Meerkat, please let me know.
Greg can bring it up, can you watch it on your computer, or is it just for a mobile
app? You can watch it on your PC, so that's what I like about Meerkat.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if the audio is working on that. Otherwise, we're going to be broadcasting for the 3 hours on that. And Eric, tell us about, we can see you as
I'm broadcasting on Periscope.
Yeah.
And do we know what the ad?
Eric Reinert.
Eric Reinert.
It might be Eric Reinert 1, I don't remember.
Oh, well, that's helpful. Hopefully we get the right one. We don't want to get the wrong one and suddenly we're watching some naughty stuff.
Yeah,
that wouldn't happen.
Oh, you know the other Eric Reinert. You know him well.
All the other Eric Reinerts are not porn stars.
Oh, okay.
No, there is one. His name is Eric Reinhard.
Different guy.
Oh, all right. Well, I do know with Meerkat. I just went blank. I don't know why. Oh, with Meerkat, we are at Breakthrough Entertainment. It's like the longest name that you can have on there.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah. I know. Our name's too long. We got to change this up.
You know there's a movie production company called Breakthrough Entertainment as well?
Are you serious?
Shh.
Okay.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
We better copyright it quickly.
Yeah, you better get it. Well, I think they probably already did.
No.
But, yeah, great show today. In addition to talking about Cop Car, in honor of that, by the way, we also have some sound bites a little bit later on with Kevin Bacon and John Watts.
Oh, hey,
the director. Was that like, bacon?
Both. It's Kevin Bacon.
Well, we might be talking about some
bacon
today.
He's almost in the John Cusack range.
Really? Almost
it's
there.
It's Kevin Bacon.
For our Meerkat watchers and listeners, Greg has a crush on...
John Cusack, Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton... Lou Diamond Phillips. Oh, I'm forgetting someone.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
You like it when he shakes his hips to that La Bamba song?
Young Guns.
So like old Lou Diamond Phillips, like younger.
Yeah. I don't know where Lou Diamond Phillips has been, other than the Radioactive music video for what's it called?
Dragons.
Yeah,
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have the same taste of humor as me. Yep. They knew that Lou Diamond Phillips was struggling, so they gave him a little job.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Good for them.
And I do want to mention to anyone who is watching us on Meerkat, because I titled this our Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show.
Yeah.
Yes, we are going to get serious and talk about some law enforcement corruption, but this is an entertainment show.
Yeah.
So, we've got we got a bunch of entertainment on today's show. In addition to talking about Cop Car, we're going to talk with retired police officer, private investigator, true crime author, Vincent Hill.
Vincent Hill.
Yeah. So,
whoa, who's Vincent Hill?
Well, he's a retired police officer and private investigator.
A Phoenix police officer?
No, not in Phoenix. I'm sure that he's got some stories for us about some police corruption and how these things come to light.
Okay.
We'll also talk about People, Places, Things, a new movie starring Jermaine Clement.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Jermaine Clement.
You know.
Who?
Dinner All for right. Schmucks, the interesting fellow. He's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. And then also Return to Sender, Rosamund Pike is the star of that.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well,
good to see her again.
In this, she plays a woman who whose world is perfect world is shattered by a brutal assault when she agrees to a blind date, and the wrong man comes to her door. So we'll find out how that goes.
Okay.
Also, author Felicia Day, she's written this book. Well, she's been on several different shows, including Supernatural.
Okay.
She's written this book called "You're Never Weird on the Internet."
Really?
Almost.
Okay, she's about right
almost
there.
Almost as part of the title?
Yes,
I agree with that. It's,
well, you know, we're on the internet, and we're weird, kind of.
We're right? Yeah, we're actually really weird.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Let's speak for yourselves.
And director Juan Feldman is going to tell us about this movie called Afterwards. He directed that. It's coming out next week. We're going to get a sneak peek of that film. And I know that I finally saw... Fantastic Four, so I know I've got some comments on that.
And you loved it.
We'll find out.
No, I know what you... Didn't you already tell me what you thought?
Did I?
An email?
I might have. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, so we've got that going on. We possibly might hear from Doris Markovic, a civil rights attorney. You'd think that we'd hear from her on our Corrupt Cop Show. I'm sure she's had some experience
probably
in that arena.
Some people out.
Yes.
Yeah, her brain is corrupt.
Yeah, and of course, we always have to have some fun with her when Dave's not here.
Yeah.
Dave's not here, right? Yeah. Dave's not here.
He's a gun.
Where's Dave?
He's not here.
He's at a funeral.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Yes.
Someone you knew?
I've met him a few times.
That's not funny.
No, I know. No, he really is. No, we joke around a lot on the show. But no, his Trisha, her brother-in-law, so his brother-in-law now, but he passed away earlier
sad.
This week.
Yeah. And I do want to, speaking of unfortunate losses, I do want to dedicate today's show to one of our listeners who unfortunately is not listening today because he passed away.
Oh.
My friend, colleague, and mentor, Stan Robinson, a member of the Phoenix Film Critics Society. We've actually had him on the show before.
Yeah, he passed away?
He passed away last Sunday night.
Really?
He's
always like texting you during the show.
Exactly. And
how old was he?
I bet 70 years old, I think.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so very sad. Very good guy. He was involved in the film industry as a in the production part of the film industry for about 25 years, and then he retired and went into writing about film. I met him through the commercial that I did for Examiner.com back in 2010.
I remember that. Yeah.
And we went over to Denver, Colorado, filmed this commercial, met him, and just I learned a lot from him and became a very good friend of his. And like I said, we've had him on the show before. Very experienced guy, knows a lot about movies.
Yeah.
Knew a lot about movies. And like I said, an avid listener of this show. I don't think he ever missed one single episode.
We lost a listener to death.
Yes, we did. So
we probably killed him. You didn't realize that, right?
We did. Yeah. What did we do? I knew we do some terrible
just
things.
By listening.
But I do really appreciate him. So again, dedicate this show to him. And I'm definitely feeling that loss because, you know, all of our listeners.
You don't seem all broken up about it. I mean, you guys were constantly texting during the shows.
Oh, we were. Last week, even, you remember, I mentioned him last week.
He texted you something last week.
Yeah, he had a comment about Ricky and the Flash.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Yes. So a couple, you know, I heard from him probably like a few hours before he passed away. So very sad. But we'll keep it upbeat today for the most part. Again, cop car.
Really?
We're going to.
So far, not doing so well on the upbeat part.
I know. We're talking about deaths and we're talking about police officer corruption.
And Kevin Bacon's mustache.
Kevin Bacon's mustache. You like that, huh?
He looks like a crow. Kind
of. So that movie is about two kids who steal a cop car, right?
Yes. Yes. We'll review it in our next segment. But yes, two kids steal a cop car, and the cop, the sheriff, Kevin Bacon.
He's a bad person.
Yes. He's not exactly a good cop. So there's danger there. Again, I do want to mention that we are live on Meerkat. I'm going to try to check out and see if we've got any comments. So if you're listening to us on Meerkat, please give us, if you have any questions, send us some questions. We'll mention those on the air. Maybe we'll do a segment on this if we get enough questions. I'll see what's going on in there. So if you want to talk briefly for a moment while I look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is going to be interesting. It's good to see Kevin Bacon doing this stuff because in the past we've seen him kind of in that villain role. So happy to see that. Been around forever. One of the greats out there, of course. And everyone knows one of the great games, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. And so, you know, maybe one day, maybe not today, unless you've, you know, plotted something up, we could
do a
take
degrees.
A look at that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Can you do it, Joseph? I mean, as a movie critic, do you think you can handle that?
I would need to go to the Oracle of Bacon.com.
No. Off the top of your head. Dude, you're a movie critic.
Yeah, but my brain is scattered. Do you have any idea how much is in this brain? Mm-hmm. I mean, between the bar crawls and all that stuff, I mean, this is just ridiculous stuff going on.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. I think that would be a good idea because at one point I was trying to get Eric to bring in some bacon.
Yeah, you texted me about bacon. I said no food this week.
Yeah,
I tried. See,
that's okay.
I tried.
I could have made some bacon bowls with one of those as seen on TV bacon bowl makers.
I've tried that.
Oh, you bought that?
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you just use like a coffee mug or something?
I don't know.
Speaking of coffee, I appreciate it. When I walked in, I smelt it, and
there is no coffee.
There's no coffee.
No.
What did you smell?
The stock is low.
Well, what was
seriously?
That thing that was running out there?
That's in my cup.
Oh, you.
Oh, thank you very much. So we don't have any coffee.
I had no idea that this is all there was.
Kathleen? All right.
She's not driving down here for coffee.
Come on.
She actually might. She's very nice. So
yes.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see.
No, but so great to go over this. Kevin Bacon still doing his thing. I remember seeing him, and of course he did Joseph and probably Eric. Meet his untimely death on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Seems like forever ago, which of course it was.
You know, he's played a dirty cop in a few movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was a bad guy in that Charlize Theron movie where he kidnapped her and her daughter or something in their own home.
And the Meryl Streep movie, too. The River Wild, I think it was. And
that's
John
right,
C.
Yeah.
Reilly was a bad guy in that. And,
like,
of course, he's one of the goofiest guys now. One
but
of
John
the best.
C. Reilly was like the dumb bad guy.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon was like the smart bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was telling John C. Reilly what to do.
Yeah.
And I also want to mention to one of our listeners, Bobby. Bobby, if you are listening.
She passed away?
No. I hope
we can't,
not. Don't say that. Don't even joke about that.
Well, they do go on three. So
she never. Remember,
careful.
She was supposed to call. Yeah, that's true. Bobby was supposed to call me and ask me have me send the picture of me and her from the bar crawl to one of her friends, Natalie or something.
Yeah, yeah, you sent me those
Jackie.
Pictures too.
Yeah.
One of those women was scary, like Halloween scary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's true.
But the other one, very nice. So hopefully.
But Bobby did not call me. So I still have not gotten set up with this Jackie.
So you don't know if she really exists yet?
I don't know. What we know, well, yeah, we know that Bobby exists, but we don't know if
no,
Jackie
no, the girl,
exists.
The girl that she's
Jackie.
Talking about.
Right. Well, yeah. So I'm hoping that Jackie does exist, and I'm hoping that she looks like the one girl, right? Right.
The second one I opened.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The younger one.
Yes, the younger one. The very attractive one. The one that probably I would have no chance with. But I'm hoping that that is her regardless.
Yeah, the one that the film Hocus Pocus was made
that
about.
Was
no,
terrible.
I wouldn't.
No,
yeah.
No, don't want that one. But, by the way, if Bobby is listening, or Eric, if Bobby calls at some point, have her call in at around 11 o'clock and, you know, in case we hear from Doris, because I would love to hear Bobby and Doris you know, have a communication, have a discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Bobby, if you're listening, give us a call around 11 o'clock or something. But I believe that we should take a break. One of the dirtiest cops that I can think of. What does this song come to mind? Other than our St. Patrick's Day shows.
Yeah, I know what the movie with Mark Wahlberg and all those guys.
I'm shipping up to
name.
Boston. Dropkick Murphys.
Matt Damon.
I'm not a cop.
Jack
you a cop?
Yeah. Matt Damon.
Okay, we can do the How I Met Your Mother thing. I'm not a cop. Are you a cop?
I forgot it.
You say the same exact thing I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not a cop. You a cop?
I'm not a cop. Are you a cop?
I'm not a cop. You a cop?
The Departed.
Yeah, The Departed. That's what it's called. It's early on a Saturday morning, and Eric drank the coffee. I didn't bring coffee because I thought we'd have some. No,
there's still some in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how much.
All right, Joseph, we'll fight for it. No, this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Stay tuned for Joseph's review of Corrupt Cop coming up.